Second week of the season, second tough opponent in a row. You've got the Western Conference champions to face this week. So talk a little bit about what you guys are doing to prepare for that.
Yeah, I mean, for us, every game in this league is tough. But, you know, come out of the gate and play Salt Lake and Dallas, you know, it's never easy. But we expect the game, like every time we play them, it's going to be difficult. They move the ball well. They've got tons of speed. But I feel that we play well Saturday, and I think that... in the long haul, a long run, I think we're going to be a good side. And I think that once we get everyone healthy and get everyone back, you know, playing back on the field, I think that, you know, we'll be pretty good ourselves. But Saturday's game's a hard one. You know, going to Dallas is always difficult. And I think that for us, it's about making sure that we are mentally ready and prepared to win.
You know, a player you won't have to deal with, of course, is Rex Shea, who earned the red card last weekend. But Dallas does feature league MVP David Ferreira. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the defensive moves you need to make to
check. Yeah, we're going to make sure we know where he is all the time, because he's a very, very good player, very creative, but very strong. You know, he's a good runner with the ball. He's good at getting in difficult spots for us to defend against him. So we always know where he's at. You know, we can't man-mark people because it throws off the whole system, but we've got to make sure that we are around him and tackle him and make sure that we can get some bodies around him to stop him getting a momentum. You know, I think Dallas are a good side. They lost some key players from last year. You know, Dax McCarty, even Tiba Harris and Jeff Cunningham. That you know, those three guys were really good for them, but it seems like they've replaced them, and they're always a tough opponent. So we're expecting to play well, and hopefully we can get a good result.
You know, looking back at that Real Salt Lake game, I think a lot of people were encouraged by the play of the team. You know, showing some resiliency. They didn't quite break through and get the goal. How far along the path do you feel the guys are as far as that possession style? That
we've changed. I mean, we've been talking about it, you know, over the last 3 years, and at some point you've got to become a good team. And when I say that, it's not about winning, it's about actually possessing balls and dominating play. And I think that I feel now we have the players that we can start to do that a little bit. Whether we'll win games right now, it's you know, not easy in our league, but what I do think is that we're not going to sit back, and we're going to try and take the game to the opponent. And I think now we have the players that we can do that. And again, once we get everyone healthy, we got a good squad, and I think that I'm excited about it. I think the fans, if the ones that come and watch it on TV, must have enjoyed the way we played. And we outpossessed a team that was probably the best possession team in the league. That's never easy to do at any level, especially at the top level. And I think that we did play great, and we should have got something out of that match. And it was a shame we didn't. If we'd have just got a tie, then you know we'd be, you know. What a great start. You know, we could have maybe won, but we didn't. But because we lose, it's always a downer. But we're not down in this office here because we feel we did well, and they're not down in the locker room because they know they played well and were unlucky. So we're excited about things to come in this year, but moving forward as well.
You know, a player I think got a lot of people excited was Simon Dawkins, you know, fresh off the plane, and you got him in there for his first match action. You know, he's had a week to train with the club. He had a reserve league game on Tuesday. You know, talk about how he's starting to settle in with the club and maybe how he'll feature this Saturday.
Well, he'll play on Saturday because I think he's got good quality. You know, we lose Kari Stevenson, who I thought played well on Saturday. But we had Simon Dawkins right away, and it's, you know, for us, it's about making sure that we have the players that can play the way we want to play. The big thing is not getting away from that fact that we're trying to play a little bit of a different way. And I think that Simon brings that energy and that crispness to our play because of the way he plays. He's very sharp, quick, moves the ball well, very unselfish, and I think that's a big part of his game, where he's going to slide guys in and not hog the ball. But he's very good on it and on the ball. So I'm excited for him to come right in, and we hopefully won't miss a beat in the way we play.
A lot of folks are also interested in knowing how Stephen Lenhart's doing. You know, he's recovering from knee surgery.
Yeah, he's struggled a little bit this week with it. So, you know, he's not going to feature this weekend. We've got to make sure that he's brought along correctly, and, you know, he's under Bruce Morgan's care, and we're going to make sure that he's not, you know, he's anxious to play, but we've got to make sure we're not pushing him. And I think that that's a big thing that is important for his recovery and his comeback.
And then lastly, that was a tough loss last week. You know, what has been the feeling around camp, around the players? You know, what are they looking forward to this weekend?
Well, they're excited that we played great. And I think that, the players that have been around since I've been here, back here, you know, the Corrales, the Hernandez, those guys, they see a team, and Brian Johnson, they see a team that played really well. And talking to them, they enjoyed the way we played. You know, they felt that if we just keep doing that, we'll be fine. And I agree with them. You know, I think that we, you know, maybe that's got listed that we played a 4-4-2. It wasn't. You know, I thought that Kari and Wanda actually shared that little bit of workload going forward. Kari didn't get much of the ball, but I still think he made some good runs forward, and it unsettled Salt Lake's defense. And I think the spirits are great right now in the camp. They're excited. We played some great stuff today in bad weather. It's training, but it's 10-on-10, and it's exciting times, I think. So we're not going to drop our heads and make sure, even if the results don't quite come, we can get them and we can make the playoffs, and that's what we're trying to do. Whether we're going to win every game, it's very tough in this league to do that. But we're excited for the coming weeks.
All right, great. Well, best of luck in Dallas, and we'll wish the best for the team and catch up with you guys next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.